Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
You know what? Sometimes bad Bears football is like a warm cardigan sweater. It's comfortable.
You're used to it.
It doesn't.
That's what it is. Yeah,
sounds more like an old beat up hoodie.
It's a trauma hoodie.
Hoodies are real.
I don't know that phrase.
It's one that I just coined this moment.
No, I'm with that though. And yet I completely understood what you were saying, right?
Never heard of that before.
There's a good reason for that, Frank, because I think Mac just made it up on the spot.
I did.
You did. That's a great term.
When you get them in third and 8 and 3rd and 9 and 3rd and 10 because you can't run the football. Because you don't have an offensive identity, and why am I hitting the table? Goodbye, Toledo.
Goodbye, Toledo! Goodbye, Toledo!
We're still watching Bears games. I don't like watching Bears games. I like watching football games. And why do Bears games still look like Bears games? You never like to tell a man his unit sucks.
Hey, phrasing!
The Jimmies and the Joes.
But it's not something you want to hear. Sir, your unit sucks.
These Joes are average.
It's a couple of bad days for Chris Morgan's group. And you can't have many more if this is going to get better.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I don't remember saying any of that. I think I blacked out.
I remember you saying all of it.
Oh, you do?
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
Yes, I'm with him. I'm with Mark Trestman. We can add Shane Waldron to the Mark Trestman list if this keeps up. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And today we are out and about, and we are at one of our favorite stops, the Budweiser Brick House Tavern, for a special day, because we are going to have a bunch of guests here. We're going to have Justin Steele sitting with us for an hour, and we are obviously going to talk about baseball, but apparently all he wants to talk about is football.
Yeah, because first of all, the football season's young, and there's hope there. The same can't be said for everyone playing baseball right now.
And he's probably going to sit down and say, who dat say they can't beat them Saints? I don't even know if I got that right, but yeah, it's something to that effect.
It was close enough.
Who dat say gonna beat them Saints?
He's from a place we discovered yesterday, Lousdale, Mississippi, which is 44 minutes northwest of Mobile, Alabama, which I love Mobile because the bars stay open until 4. I mean, I'm sorry. A younger me loved Mobile because the bars stay open until 4.
And by the way, we have five more club rules.
I thought you forgot about that.
I wrote it down and I kept it. So don't think at some point we're not going to find out.
I had so many people text me about the club rules.
Really?
And I was like, yeah, I'll let you know. Yeah, it's fine. And I've cleaned them up so they are all now radio safe.
But we can also have different like there can be young club rules, and then there can be like your sort of mature older man getting.
Those would be the lounge rules.
Lounge rules to get.
Because I don't really go to the club anymore, but I'll hit a lounge and just.
To get the aunties fanning themselves?
All the aunties. A lot of nice aunties out here.
Okay.
A lot of nice aunties out here. I got guys 10 years younger than me call me Unc, and I'm like, am I uncle status? And I'm really, I became an uncle on Christmas Day.
Oh. So
now I am an actual uncle, so I appreciate the Unc mantle.
Our son was born on Christmas Day.
Okay, so you know what it is? Does he like it or hate it?
It doesn't matter to him.
Okay, so that means y'all are getting him whatever he wants regardless. That's what that means.
Because we never know when Hanukkah is going to be anyway. Because it moves around with the lunar calendar.
That
so
actually
it
makes
doesn't
a lot
really
of
coincide
sense.
With anything. And that's why we named him Jesus Concepcion Bernstein. which we just thought was appropriate. It's a bit of an odd name.
Wow.
Although it does harken back to Welcome Back, Kotter a bit. They got to that joke first with Juan Epstein.
I do like Welcome Back, Kotter.
That was the whole
I'm old enough to appreciate that show.
Yeah, he's Marshall Harris. I'm Dan Bernstein. And Ray Diaz is sitting next to me. We have Tito, the challenged. He is Rich Wyatt. Ryan Porth is all things to all people here at Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern today. And back at the Score Studios, Adam Studzinski. Brandon Fryer, Alex Kuhn is helping out as well. Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka on the Twitch stream. But hey, there's going to be a full buffet here today. We should mention too, it is ticket only. This is we were doing the giveaways for people for weeks now to come on out here, and we're brought to you by Bosch Power Tools, what hard workers deserve, and Phillips Chevrolet. And Bosch Power Tools already has gifted us with these lovely Bison cooler.
It's an honor of you, Dan, because it's what hard workers deserve.
This is
reading right off of
this
it.
Is rugged.
Yeah, this is definitely going to get heavy use
this
for
is,
me.
This is a cold and hot mug here, travel mug, that is designed for being on the job, I think. At least an actual job, not this.
It beats the thermos that my mom used to pack soup in when I was
Why?
A kid. Because it's better technology now. We can keep things warmer and cooler longer.
I actually had a Welcome Back, Kotter thermos in my Welcome Back, Kotter lunchbox. I did.
Can you say Welcome Back, Bears Despair? I'm sorry, did I turn? Was that a hard turn, right?
But it's... No, despair isn't the right word, but...
Tell me what the word is, because
Let's hold that thought, and I want to go back to what Dan Wiederer said to us yesterday, specifically about the mood in the locker room after the game.
It felt heavier than it should have, and I think part of it was because of the stage you were on. I think part of it was because of how rickety the offense was in so many moments. You know, the number of penalties, the turnovers, the missed blocks, the things that created all the negative plays. As you mentioned, nobody really walked into Energy Stadium last night expecting the Bears to triumph, you know, and beat a team that has established itself as one of the best in the AFC, but they failed the eye test. And I think that's what gives you pause, particularly offensively, when you go, man, that just looked ugly. And so now you got to get back in the correction mode, understanding that this next block of four games feels like it has the possibility to give you some momentum, but you have to create that momentum yourself. You can't just wait for it to come to you.
So that's what he told us. And then his piece today in the Tribune, his lead is, for myriad reasons, an extra heaviness seemed to linger in the air inside the visiting locker room at NRG Stadium late Sunday. And he said the Bears not only are processing their first loss of the season, but also seem to be seeking coping strategies. With Cole Kmet saying, it's only week two. I don't want to freak out here. It's a long season with a lot of ball left. DeAndre Swift said, we've got a lot to clean up, but it's week two. It's just week two. So it's one thing for us to know how we feel about the game. But do you think it's significant that the Bears may not be as good as they thought they were?
I think it's a combination of a couple of things. I think they had different expectations. And I don't think it was about the fact that they lost, but I think, like you said, it's how they lost and what they looked like doing it and understanding that, hey, we've played two games and we haven't rushed for anything. And all of that on top of the fact, let's not forget, these players remember what happened at the start of last season. It was ugly. Mm-hmm. And even after the first win, you were like, okay, we're not going to go 0-4, but our offense doesn't look good. Then after game two, it's like, okay, we're 1-1, but that takes a hard backseat to the fact that our offense looks maybe as bad as it did at this point last season. So you take those two things into account, and the veterans who have been through this and understand what it is and remember how well they played the back half of last season are like, we can't be sitting here waiting 3-4 games to get into a comfortable offense that looks like an NFL offense. And I think that's what it comes down to.
I wonder what they've been saying to each other throughout training camp. Because it does seem that some of the quotes that we hear like that, when he says they're seeking coping strategies, it would be very easy. And I think we went out of our way beforehand. Remember, we were joking around with Studs.
Reset the expectation.
Last week to say, look, they're going down to play a really, really good football team. It's better than they are right now. They're probably going to lose. And they were right on the damn number. And they had the ball at the end of the game with a chance to do what Kirk Cousins did last night. You know, there it is. When we talk about it, don't leave time on the clock.
Yeah, first of all, just sidebar, the Eagles not running the football on that play is just, we talk about coaching and decisions, and that is just an awful decision all the way around.
It's one thing to be Deion Sanders and be inexplicably endangering your own players and chucking the ball around up 19 or 20 points, whatever it was, late, and just sort of being weird. It's another thing when you make the choice to allow your team to lose.
Yeah, I think when you look at the fact that they had the ball with less than 2 minutes to play, but a chance to actually win the game because they were only down by 6. What happened was, while you're at the forefront, you're thinking, okay, the Bears aren't supposed to win this game, but if Caleb Williams was to pull something off, this would be magnificent, wonderful. But then you quickly got reminded that there's a couple of rookies at the core of the offense, because just like Roma Dunze made that great catch, which made you say, okay, here we go, then he runs the wrong route, and you say, here we are.
He also let a pass hit him in both hands.
In the end zone.
That's got to be a catch. And the ball should have been 6 inches lower. Right? A perfect ball is 6 inches lower, and it's an easy touchdown. It's still out of the reach of the defender, and you're asking less of your receiver. But at the NFL level, that it's
got to make plays.
It's too precious.
You have to make plays. It comes down to who makes plays in the clutch. We saw it all up and down the week 2 schedule when you saw the number of upsets that happened in the NFL. And the Bears were on the verge of maybe pulling off an upset if they could have found a way to get down the field. But again, because it's a rookie quarterback and you've got rookie players that you're leaning on to make these types of plays, the consistency just is not going to be there. It's not. And that's something we, as observers, and I think they as players, have come to understand, and that's why people are saying it's just week 2. It's a process.
And when the players themselves are saying it already, they can easily, if they win this week, and I think they will.
You guarantee they will.
I didn't use the word guarantee.
What did you say?
It's the stone cold luck of the week. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win.
Sounds like you're softening your prediction.
No, they're going to win.
Okay.
I think they are going to win. Okay. I can't, but I guarantee or what?
We know you're not in the gambling game. We know,
right.
We're not worried about stone cold locks.
I love how Florio put it today. Florio said something, I don't gamble because I don't think it's a proposition to which you can ultimately win. He just said that completely under his breath.
Is he wrong?
Of course not. And he would know with the way he grew up. Come on. He saw it firsthand. He did, you know, people losing, you know, put him through college.
There you go.
That was, yeah. I mean, look, he's told that story. But I think they're going to win just because you don't have to do, you can go run a high school offense against the Colts and just, you know, push forward. Your fat guys push their fat guys, run the ball, and don't be stupid and don't turn it over in your
fight. I don't even want to be like the devil's advocate or anything.
Yeah, you do.
No, right. But like, because I just want to point out what I feel is a fact. right?
Yeah.
Just like we're talking about this Bears offensive line making corrections after two horrible weeks trying to run the football, we know that there are paid players on the other side who have been just as awful at stopping the run who are also trying to make corrections. And so that's why I'm just not ready to just jump on board with that. I want to see what happens. I think the Bears have as good a chance of winning this road game as any road game on their schedule. But I give it pause. I give it pause. Let's see how the week turns
out. That's fine. I'm glad you do, because to inject that counterpoint, because it's very, very rare that I would have a feeling about an outcome of a game that early in the week. I just, the way these seasons tend to go, and even like watching last night, how all these games, one way or another, find their way back to proximity. It's so hard to blow people out in this league, and the sport's so weird and so unpredictable of what's going to be called a pass interference late in a game.
I call it the parity within the parity, because we know that the league is built on parity from year to year, year to year. But even within a game,
yes,
you see the swings and what can happen. You mentioned penalties. Those have such a huge role in how whether you believe in momentum or not, how things shift to an advantage for one team or another.
I believe in momentum within a game. I do think in a physical game like football, when you can start to feel better about your chances, football is a game you can play harder.
Yeah.
So there are in whether it's hockey or soccer or basketball, absolutely there are emotional swings in sports like that, absolutely, that can affect the quality of your play.
But I agree with you, the physical toll of the swing of momentum in football is different, because it is a collision sport, and we know if you can run the football effectively, you can just break someone's will after a few series of, hey, we just rushed for like, say, 150 yards on three drives, and there was nothing you could do to stop us.
That's why Andrew Billings' play at the goal line is so enormous. And when somebody is still going, because it would have been so easy for them to punch out on the old Jim Boylan punch clock there and be like, our day's over, let's get the ice packs on and move on to the next one. And that's a reminder. That's something in a film session that I hope they stop the tape.
Oh, they definitely had to.
They stop the tape and they say, when he talks about his hits principle and he talks about that, there it is.
I was literally going to say that's the hits principle in action. Yes, that's what that is. Like, people made fun of Matt Eberflus talking about hits, and then obviously the defense didn't show the quote-unquote hits early on in his Bears tenure. But here we are, and we know one thing. Those guys play hard for him. They believe in him. Say what you will about his coaching style. We know the players, on defense anyway, are well connected to their play caller.
I'm not worried about defense one iota. I am very worried about the offense. And I mentioned when they gave him the job, I have no idea if Shane Waldron's any good at his job. And I still don't know. I hope he is. But when they hired him, he's the most important coach on the Bears, and I don't know if he's good at what he does. So we're with every data point we get, we're drawing those conclusions. The offensive line needs fixing. So let's make that the centerpiece of our next segment. We're going to hear from Bill Belichick. We're going to hear from Tevin Jenkins about what is going on up front, what can be corrected, and what may be a personnel issue. It is next. This is the Bernstein and Holmes Show. Marshall Harris is in today as we are out at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. Oh, stop it. Oh, please. You have the score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
In Odyssey Station, Odyssey Station, Odyssey Station.
Three and five. Williams hit, sacked by Daniil Hunter at the 39-yard line.
Now he got ripped, but you got to get up.
Hunter celebrating. Bears trying to get back to the line. Clock running, 50 seconds remaining.
Not just sacked by Daniil Hunter, enveloped, swallowed.
Great white is what you said?
Engulfed. Yeah, great white attacking a seal. Or you ever watch on those, like a medical documentary when they show a white blood cell attacking a
germ? Oh, what happens? Yeah.
It's just gone. He was underneath him and somewhere, Caleb, are you okay? And he's probably wondering how they can keep that for happening that often. Well, that was the subject of the discussion with Bill Belichick talking to Pat McAfee about specifically the Bears' offensive line issues.
Well, I think this is really an issue for Chicago, just in terms of the overall team construction, like the way they decided to do it. You know, you look at a team like Detroit in their division, and Detroit's got three really good linemen with Sewell, Ragnow, and Decker. Those guys give generally, golf a lot of protection. You know, the Bears have really put their resources into, a lot of money, a lot of draft choices into receivers. But you know, they've had problems on their offensive line, and it doesn't really look like that's gotten much better. Whether D'Amico brings it or doesn't bring it, they had trouble with a four-man rush, a five-man rush, and, you know, just single blocks up there have been a problem for them. So, you know, I like the receivers. I think quarterback's got a chance, but it's tough. And I think it's going to get tougher. AJ, as you know better than I, Chicago in November and December, is that's a fun place to, you know, have to rely on throwing the ball. So the combination of, you know, let's say struggle running game and then, you know, having to throw a lot and pass protect a lot, I don't think that's really playing into the strength of, you know, that's not a strength of the Bears team. So not really sure, you know, how they're putting that together. But, to, you know, chuck it 50 times in Chicago on a long-term basis just –
good outlook.
Oof. That's when you said that it was pretty devastating. I think you underplayed it. That's the first time I've heard it.
Was it more doom or gloom for you when you listened to that?
Ouch.
Quarterback's got a chance, though.
Ouch. Did you hear? And,
but hold on. Before we get too carried away here, I felt like there was a level of projection from a guy who's coached in Foxborough for how many years? Like, so, like, he understands cold weather, and if you can't run the ball, you can't win.
Forget the cold weather part. It's not even about the pressure. It's a lot of they can't handle single
I thought he was going to say, like, when he said four-man, five-man, I thought he was going to go three-man, two-man, one-man.
Right, you could count the other direction. When he says they're having trouble handling single blocks, the first thing he talks about is roster construction.
Did he lie?
Roster construction.
Did he lie?
Not one bit.
And so we can resources. Go to roster construction and – we touched on this very slightly yesterday. When you look at the offensive Ooh. Line and you look at a guy who's a GM who is a former offensive lineman constructing and maybe, you know, getting guys in here who remind him of himself.
Spiegel did it yesterday.
Yeah, so Spiegel talked about that. Yeah, Matt Spiegel talked about it a little bit. But it's true in any industry, right? Someone is hiring in any industry, right? And there's always an advantage to the hiring when someone reminds themselves of themselves. Like when a boss sees, I can see a young me in you, and that's why we're going to bring you on, and I'm going to teach you everything I know. Whereas if you don't remind them of themselves, like, oh, yes, nice application. We'll see if we have something available for you. And that's what it kind of feels like hearing Bill Belichick talk about it. Of course, Matt Spiegel talked about it yesterday. But they need maulers. Patrick Manley said it best. We'll have him on in a little bit. But he said it best. At some point, you need somebody who you feel can put his hands down on the ground, come up, and try to rip someone's face off.
I like that.
A mauler. That's what a mauler does.
Theo Epstein always talked about the hiring trap.
Okay.
That was and he realized it after he was a victim of it, and he understood it. He said, we've got a lot of people who all look and sound alike in the room. And while he did say it is common in business, you have to fight against it. And we know that diversity is a strength. Diversity is good business. It makes you understand things from different perspectives.
Makes you smarter. Makes you have to think.
And it also gives you a roadmap in uncharted territory that you don't know well. You don't know where the pitfalls are, and you don't understand where other people have completely different experiences from you. And Theo always talked about that. Theo said, I look around the room, and I see a bunch of people of similar ages, of similar educational backgrounds, and we're all wearing quarter zips and Allbirds.
Which is hilarious because the generation of front office people he's describing in himself and his friends are the guys who replaced all the former baseball people, the literal baseball players at the major league level who ascended into front office positions, scouts, whatever.
Or the Jim Hendry guys, big florid-faced, blonde-haired white guys.
It was the same problem. It's almost
over their bellies and a tumbler of bourbon.
It's very Animal Farmish, right? Like, we're different and we're going to replace. But at the end of the book, you're like, I can't tell you apart from you because now y'all look alike. Everything's alike. Line?
Yes, they looked across the table and one could not tell one from the other. Yeah, good. That's our first Orwell reference of the day. Nicely done.
Might not be the last.
Who knows?
Big Orwell fan over here.
Are you?
Yeah. 1984
me. No. One of my favorite quotes. A foundational quote. Journalism is reporting what others don't want reported. All else is public relations.
Sure.
Yes.
That's
But it is so... Did you, speaking of which, you see Adam Schefter dressed as Jason Kelce?
Man,
did you see that?
Okay. Sometimes you just got to know what it is and understand what it is and be like, that's just... The game is the game.
But you're a reporter, man.
Nah, is he? No, he's an insider. There's a difference.
But doesn't he call himself a reporter?
Nah, he's an insider. There's a difference.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe that's a fair semantic. It just there's something about it that really made me.
Words have meanings, and the reason that I went with insider is that's what they call him. He's their NFL insider. He's in on the shtick. He's in on the for entertainment purposes.
Right. Yeah.
Can he get information ahead of other people? Sure, but that's only part of what he does, not the totality of what he does.
It just felt icky. What I mean? Just felt icky.
I'm very anti-ick over here. If I worried about the ick all the time, I couldn't get dates because girls would get the ick every time. Like I'm very anti-ick over here.
I don't know if that's in the club rules or lounge rules.
No, neither.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. So Belichick is, he just absolutely carpet.
That was your first time you heard that?
Yeah.
I heard it. Okay.
He's just throwing grenades everywhere. It does it so casually. He was like, yeah, well, they like wide receivers better, so that's where their resources went, and they can't handle single blocks.
Because Belichick would never.
And as the year goes on, it's going to be really hard for them. Okay, what's next? Are we ordering food?
Belichick would never,
coleslaw,
let's be honest.
Potato salad. I don't know. Whatever the side dish is, I'm not going to eat it anyway. Whatever. Does anybody want my bread?
As long as there's no raisins in that potato salad, we're good.
He's so casually just blew up Ryan Poles.
But it's not over. That's like an assessment of through week two what he's seen. And that's why no one's arguing with his assessment. One, he's Bill Belichick, but also he's right.
You look at a good team, and they spend a lot of money. Look at the Lions. They have guys who can block. You know, the Bears.
He named three very specific linemen, and he was like, you can't name three very specific Bears linemen who do that type of job.
Am I the only one?
And therein lies the problem.
Just the casual, complete dismissal of all of it. Well, other teams have good players, and they spend money on the good players. The Bears have good wide receivers. They can't block anybody.
I have a question, Dan. So when Harbaugh says, you know, we know he's done because he's won a national championship and he's going to the NFL, were you on the don't bring Harbaugh bus?
First choice. I wanted Jim Harbaugh.
What's his team doing right now?
All I know is they're going to be good because everywhere he goes, they get good.
Okay.
And he's total crazy pants, and I don't care.
Well, I was going to say, they run the football.
Well, and didn't he say that? I'm going to give him a running game.
Yeah. And they're 2-0, I believe. So I'm just saying things may have gone differently. Yeah, and they're powered by milk. It does a body good. I don't know if y'all know, but it does a body good.
It does a body good, and it can also give you the wind something fierce if you don't have lactase.
Well,
but they didn't put that in the ad campaign.
Listen, I'm from Alabama. I have an impenetrable stomach. I have a lot of physical ailments, as you can see by the crutches. But
what does being from Alabama have to do with your stomach?
Because we eat stuff. We eat things that other people from around the country don't necessarily eat. So
like a possum?
You could put a milkshake in front of me right now, I would down that thing and there would be no ill effects.
Well, okay.
I would not break wind in your face.
Okay, I'm just saying that like lactose intolerance does run in the African-American community, but I guess not in Alabama.
I'm just telling you about my personal experiences. We'll ask Justin Steele if he is also lactose intolerant.
We'll get right on that.
I think it's a down south, what did you grow up eating? Can you handle... Do you know about lard and its many uses?
But you know I spent a lot of time in the Deep South.
Yes, you did.
And I have, like, when I grew up, if you ordered fried catfish, it would be a steak. Even at the Chicago soul food places, like the Jerry's Soul Food, if you would order catfish, it would be a cross-cut steak. You know what I mean? Like, it's like
a
cross-cut, but you could remove so we go to this place in Albany, Georgia, which is the sticks.
That's the South.
And I ordered catfish. And there were they brought me three small fried catfish.
Mm-hmm.
But like the whole fish, gutted, skinned,
yeah,
breaded, and fried.
Yes.
But that's it. Bones, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I'd never seen that before. Like, I guess I got a little work to do here. And then I look over at the next table, and Dante Johnson, I will never forget it. It was like Sylvester the Cat looking through garbage cans where he just like takes the fish and like all the, like, how did you do
that? Old school cartoon, because he knew how.
Right. I'm like, wait, what? How?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, the difference.
And I said, how? Come on, man, show me your secrets. And then I learned, and it just took a little bit of practice.
So, but my point being, Harbaugh with the steak and his milk, like, he built a football team the way I think, the more we're learning about the regression of the passing offense and the importance of a running game, which the importance of the running game never went away. It was just like, if you can't stop somebody from passing, you're going to be in trouble. But if you can control the running game, you control the clock, you control a lot of things. They don't have one right now.
And you can demoralize an opponent. When you were talking before about knowing early in a game that you're in for a long one, or feeling like, oh, man, this is going to be fun today.
That's how I felt watching week one when Tony Pollard in the first half was just doing Dallas Cowboys prime Tony Pollard things. I was like, oh, he really is not done as a. Now, they made adjustments. My problem is what adjustments are being made on offense, and we're going to find out come Sunday.
We shall see. Let's hear from Tevin Jenkins, the Bears right guard. CHGO caught up with him. And there's one comment within this comment that might be telling. Let's hear what he said about the protection issues.
To my knowledge, I don't know. I mean, we get the call. We get our call up front, and we execute to what we're getting coached to do. I mean, a lot of things happen, but like pressures and stuff. So we can only control so much.
We get the call and we execute what we're coached to do.
Did they execute though? That's my follow up to that. Like when he says we execute,
but that's back to what we dealt with Luke Getsy, where all of these code words,
execution,
all these code words where it's just about execution. That means my system works. They're not doing what I'm telling them to do. And when players after two games, you've got a starting right guard to be like, we get the call. There's only so much we can control. We do what we're supposed to do.
Here's something
Colin
Kane wrote about in the Chicago Tribune today, talking about what the issues are, right? She said, sometimes it was a Bears offensive lineman getting beat, but as tight end Cole Kmet told reporters Monday at the weekly day after news conference, it might also be receivers not running the right routes, causing Williams to hold on to the ball too long. It might be a miscommunication issue up front, or protection adjustments not being made properly to address the opponent's pressure.
You know what that sounds like to me?
Tell me what it sounds like.
A lack of coordination.
And the...
That sounds uncoordinated. That is a perfect description of lack of coordination.
And the job of Shane Waldron is to be the offensive...
coordinator.
Okay. Just double check and make sure.
Yeah. Keep listening today for your chance to be part of a live studio audience for Mully and Haw's September 25th broadcast from 5:30 to 10 a.m. at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Mully and Haw will be joined by Bulls head coach Billy Donovan in studio during the 8 a.m. hour that morning, all brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all, we are through only some of this terrific show today at Budweiser Brick House Tavern. Patrick Manley's going to join us at 11. We've got Ian Happ at High Noon. We've got an hour with Justin Steele. TJ Edwards will give us Bears thoughts at 1 o'clock as well. And we're here thanks to our friends at Bosch Power Tools, what hard workers deserve, and Phillips Chevrolet. He is Marshall Harris. I'm Dan Bernstein. When we come back, we've seen a lot of pictures, as we do after every game, and there's one going around that's got Caleb Williams sort of languishing on the bench with his head back. And I generally have a tough time trafficking in the idea of body language, but there were some thoughts about how the Bears carried themselves in that game. Daniel Jeremiah, DJ Moore, you'll hear from both of them next on The Score.
There's a whole lot of ball left, so... I wouldn't say that. That being said, you know, when you got your defense playing the way they're playing and our teams the way they're playing, you know, you definitely want to rise to the occasion a little bit so that we could, you know, definitely a game you feel like you could have won today, for sure.
They got a whole lot of ball. That is Cole Kmet, Bears tight end. Very, very well spoken. And you don't want to call upon all of your rhetorical skills two games into the season to try to explain why the offense doesn't work. But hey, if you're a go-to guy, you're a go-to guy, and he has certainly become that. He's got his own podcast, and he's always available. I think he is on track to be an NFL broadcaster if he wants to at some point.
I didn't even think about that, but I guess that makes sense, knowing how he's spoken in his time with the media and everything else. It's funny, though, because sometimes you're like, yeah, that guy could have a future in doing it. And then sometimes you're like, that guy would never. Oh, he's now a broadcaster? Oh, okay.
Well,
like,
Greg Olson, when he was on the Bears, was regularly on with Terry Bors and me. And he was good. I always thought he was good, but he was so guarded and so careful. And once you learn to strip away some of those what did you call it, restrictor plates?
Yeah, that's
then,
good.
Then I didn't know Greg Olson would be this good this fast. And I wish he were still on the number one team.
Mm.
And I remembered it watching him on the number two team, and I'm like, God, he's good, and he's better than Brady.
I didn't hear Brady. How was Brady?
Eh.
Oh, okay.
Eh. The tone was weird. There was something that just did. It felt like he was conducting a TED talk, rather than describing the action. It was almost not A-Rod level bad, but. I did not think it was a sterling debut.
I'm not trying to hate on anybody. You know, get your bag if somebody wants to pay you to do something. But, like, I do not enjoy listening to Alex Rodriguez. Talk about anything.
Yeah,
not his interviews, not his broadcasting. Just,
There's a lot
he comes, you know, I'm a big believer in authenticity at its core, and he comes off as maybe the most inauthentic person I've ever heard talk.
People know a phony.
Yeah.
People can sniff out a phony.
That's my time. That's my time in Philly. Man, in Philly, that one thing you learn in Philly, you better be yourself. Whether they love you or hate you, they'll respect you. But if you come across as phony, it's over.
Let's listen in to Daniel Jeremiah with Rich Eisen, the Rich Eisen Show, about this discussion regarding body language, specifically when it comes to Caleb Williams.
Well, I watched the tape this morning. I think that is more exhaustion than frustration, if that makes any sense. He got the living stuffing kicked out of him in this game. And whatever it looked like on TV, it looked 10 times worse when you go and watch it on tape. And on top of that, he scrambles around like crazy. So I think he literally was exhausted. I watched it, and I was specifically looking for this because of all the pressure that he was under. And I posted just one play on social media to show the center literally getting thrown into his lap on a 3rd and 14. So I was watching specifically for this. And I say, is he going to be, you know, frustrated with his offensive line, maybe try and show up his offensive line who, I mean, he got peppered that whole game. I didn't see it once. Now, on the other side of it, I love DJ Moore. DJ Moore is a phenomenal player. And by all accounts, I've heard nothing but great things about DJ Moore as a person. DJ Moore showed up as quarterback in that game, flipping his helmet off after a throw that wasn't accurate as he was going off to the sideline. And that, to me, that was something, if you're in the Bears side of things, that would be, hey, we got a rookie quarterback back there. This is second game. This is one of the best teams in the NFL we're going up against with elite edge rushers. He's getting the crud kicked out of him. He's still firing. We're still in this game. We got a chance to win the game. And you can't do that to a young quarterback. So I don't know what's going on behind the scenes there, but I came away saying, okay, Caleb, I thought, showed some maturity on the field of just getting back up the next step, the next snap, the next snap. And I thought DJ Moore, that'd be one thing that I was a little curious about. And I don't think that's indicative of who he is. I just think that was one example of watching that tape where I was like, I didn't like that very much.
How about that?
NFL Network's Daniel Jeremiah. Interesting from a scout's perspective.
Yeah. Did you agree with that assessment, the part about DJ Moore, though? I felt myself saying I understand what he sees with his own eyes and what he sees that. But I think there's a level of interpretation there that, you know, not saying taking it for granted, but, like, it's hard for me to know what's going through DJ Moore's head.
Well, let's hear what DJ Moore had to say when asked about this by Mully and Haw yesterday on The Score.
It was definitely a long night. More frustrated with myself than anything. You got to make some of those plays, and it could be a different ball game.
More frustrated with myself than anything. There's a lot of gray area here.
You say more frustrated with myself than anything, that can be Caleb Williams being off target. That can be the offensive line not doing its job and giving you enough time to, A, get downfield, or Caleb Williams to go through his progressions. It could be a lot of different things.
It could be the whole offense is losing trust in their coaches. We heard Tevin Jenkins say, hey, we get the call. We do what we're coached to do. So
I would love to be a fly on the wall when they're looking at this tape on offense and understanding what is going wrong specifically.
I also know that the football sideline, you've stood on them. You've been there, and just it's so chaotic. And it's, you don't presume everyone sees everything. Of course the cameras do. And of course Twitter is going and Instagram.
From the comfort of the couch?
We're going to get everything one way or the other. And then we retroactively project feelings onto it when in the moment it simply may have not been that. There are a couple times in sports when you know that somebody's showing somebody up. And I think specifically of the Carlos Zambrano reaction to an error behind him. A pitcher who's just going to be like, oh, come on, make that play. What's wrong with you? And some pitchers don't care.
Right.
And it's bad, but that's an obvious one. It's obviously bad. We know that it's clearly being a bad teammate when you do that. I don't know in the football gray areas and amid the chaos of a football sideline how those things are taken, or if a team addresses it after, or for all we know, once it gets out, DJ goes over to Caleb. I shouldn't have done that, and I showed you up.
The idea that emotions wouldn't come into play is ridiculous. They're playing a very physical sport. There's a lot on the line. You can't be mad about someone showing their emotions. So when you say show up, like first thing I think of in sports when someone says showing someone up, I'm thinking of like batters and umpires, pitchers and umpires, and show up the ump. Mm-hmm. But like teammate to teammate, there's nothing wrong with holding your teammate accountable. It's just some people would tell you the way you do it is almost more important than the fact that you are doing it. And I think, as you said, if he was, quote-unquote, showing him up, but then he pulls him aside and says, hey, that's not what I meant, but, like, we got to
I'm mad at myself.
There can be different levels of that. But I've never been one to be upset when I played sports, or at a very low level, by the way, or when I watch people play sports that get emotional and in their teammates' faces. Like, I think there's probably not a fine line, but a line between, hey, I'm trying to hold us accountable and make sure we're doing the right thing and course correct in the process of this game before this game gets out of hand, versus I'm mad and you better give me the ball and blah, blah, blah. I think there's a line, not a thin line necessarily, but a line that can be crossed. But I don't have a problem with what DJ Moore did. Like, he's all of us watching this game.
Let's next talk to the man who's played more Chicago Bears games than anyone else on planet Earth. Patrick Manley will give us his thoughts when we come back on The Score.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile.
You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,